In this tutorial, we will review another example of how to process retractions when an explanation of benefits is received. This tutorial will demonstrate both the explanation of benefits with a future retraction notice, as well as the EOB that contains the retraction itself, When your office receives an explanation of benefits or an explanation of Medicare benefits, it is very important that the first thing you do is identify any and all of the retractions present in the EOB. Insurance providers can inform your office of a future retraction in several different formats. If the check amount of the EOB is a zero payment and the remittance total is a negative amount, this would indicate a future retraction. In this instance, an informational message at the bottom of the explanation of benefits will show a forwarding balance as the adjustment code. This simply states that the amount shown will be retracted on a later date. With a future retraction, the insurance provider will process the take-back at a later time. By either applying the amount to be retracted to patients in a future EOB, or they may request a refund check. When future retractions are present, Medint recommends that a copy of the EOB be made so that reference information can easily be obtained when the retraction is received. After you have identified all of the retractions in the explanation of benefits, access the Posting Options menu by clicking on the Post button at the main menu. At the Posting Options menu, select the Takebacks and Retractions option, and an informational prompt will appear. It is important that you read and understand the information given at this prompt before. The first note for manually posting a remittance check states that all of the retractions present in the EOB should be identified prior to posting any of the payments. The second note states that if you have already started posting payments and you notice there is another retraction in the EOB, in order to process the retraction properly, there must be enough money left in the check to cover the amount of that retraction. The last paragraph states how to access the take-back check that will be created after all of the retractions in the EOB have been reversed. After you have read through the information provided, select Yes to continue. A pop-up will appear with two take-back options to choose from. Always select option 1 at this prompt when the check you are working with is from an insurance provider. Another pop-up will appear with a field to enter in the check number for the EOB containing the retractions. Another pop-up will appear with a field to enter in the check number for the EOB containing the retractions. Another pop-up will appear with a field to enter in the check number for the EOB containing the retractions. When the appropriate check number is added, press the Enter key and the patient lookup screen will appear. You will notice at the top of the patient lookup screen, a total take-back amount will be listed for the check number that you submitted. Initially, the total will equal zero, and as you work through the reversals in the EOB, the take-back total will increase. Initially, the total will equal zero, and as you work through the reversals in the EOB, the take-back total will increase. Search for the first patient in the EOB that has a retraction, and the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen will appear. Please note that if there are multiple retractions for the specific patient, each payment should be reversed individually. When you have located the payment on the charge needing to be reversed, click on the amount, and a box will appear to enter in the amount to be reversed. The total amount of the payment will always default in automatically. A partial payment can be entered if the insurance is not taking back the entire payment. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and an informational notice will appear to remind you that regardless of how your office decides to reprocess this claim, you should access the ledger to rebill or adjust off this payment. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and an informational Click the Continue button, and you will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen, where you should follow the same steps to reverse any of the other. Click the Continue button, and you will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen. Click the Continue button, and you will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen, where you should follow the same steps to reverse any of the other payments for this patient. Remember to always reverse the corresponding adjustment when reversing a payment. Reversing an adjustment will automatically add the amount of that adjustment back to the charge. When all of the payments and adjustments for the specific patient have been reversed, click the Back button in the top left corner of the screen. You will return to the patient lookup screen, where you should proceed to the next patient in the EOB and reverse the corresponding retractions. When all of the retractions in the explanation of benefits have been reversed, when all of the retractions in the explanation of benefits when all of the retractions in the explanation of benefits have been reversed, when all of the retractions in the explanation of benefits have been reversed, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and a pop-up will state the check number that was entered with the total take-back amount. Click the Continue button, and you will have completed the reversals for the retractions in the EOB. If the insurance is repaying on any of the claims that were retracted, please be sure to access the patient's account to put the charges back out to that insurance prior to posting any of the payments. At the Posting Options menu, when you are sure that all of the reversals have been completed, you should repost all of the payments in the Explanation of Benefits. Select the insurance type you are currently working with from the Options menu, and when the button is clicked on, select the insurance type you are currently working with from the options menu. When the button is clicked on, you will be forwarded to the patient lookup screen. Because there is a future retraction present in this EOB, you should now start by reposting the payments for the patients that have a future retraction before reposting for any of the other patients. This is opposed to the manual posting with adjusted claims Part 1 tutorial, where you would now repost the payments for all of the patients, starting by the first patient listed in the EOB. On the EOB. When the first patient is entered at the patient lookup screen, you will access the patient's ledger screen. Click into the check number field, and you will notice a button labeled Takebacks appear on the button line. Click the Takebacks button, and the Takeback Checks listing will display. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback as a prior day's business until the amount of the takeback check is exceeded. This prompt should always be answered as yes, which will set the takeback check as no for today's business. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback as a prior day's business. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback as a prior day's business until the amount of the takeback check is exceeded. This prompt should always be answered as yes, which will set the takeback check as no for today's business. In the total pay amount field, the entire remittance file for that patient should be entered. This will include both the future retraction amount and the amount that the insurance will be repaying. This will also equal the total amount of the take-back check. After you have entered in the total pay amount, you must repost all of the positive pay amounts in the ledger. When all of the payments have been entered, the amount left over should equal the amount of the future retraction that was stated in the EOB. When this field equals the amount of the future retraction, click the Unapplied button on the button line. Click the Unapplied button on the button line, and the Unapplied payment pop-up will appear. The fields in this pop-up will generally default in automatically. You may adjust these fields if necessary. Please notice the Unapplied Payments Message button in the top left corner of the screen. This button allows you to add a reason for why the payment is being placed in the unapplied. You can also add important reference information. You can also add important information to reference the claim in this field as well. You can add important information to reference the claim in this field as well. Again, MedEnt recommends that a copy of the EOB be made so that it. Again, MedEnt recommends that a copy of the EOB be made so that information can be referenced when the retraction is received. Click the OK button, and when the fields are set, and you will return to the post screen where you will notice a negative credit will be present under the balance column. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and you will return to the ledger card. The unapplied payments will always be located at the bottom of the ledger and will be highlighted in orange. When the explanation of benefits that contains the retraction itself is received, an informational notice will again be at the bottom of the EOB. The adjustment code states that it is a withhold or an overpayment recovery code. This retraction amount is coming from a prior explanation of benefits and will have no relation to any of the payments in this EOB. You will notice that the remittance total is greater than the total amount of the check by the amount that was retracted. You should still review all of the claims in this EOB to identify any additional retractions that may be present. After you have fully reviewed the explanation of benefits, access the Posting Options menu and select the Takebacks and Retractions option. In order to process this retraction, another take-back check will need to be created. Follow the steps through the take-back option, and when you are prompted to enter a check number for the take-back, enter the check number that corresponds with the EOB that contains the actual retraction. The patient lookup screen will appear, where you should access the patient's account with the payment that is stored in the unapplied section of their ledger. As stated earlier, information that will identify the patient account with the retraction may not always be available, which is why MedEnt suggests that a copy of the EOB be made when the future retraction is received. After you have entered in the patient After you have entered in the patient's account information, press the Enter key, and you will be forwarded to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen. Scroll to the bottom of the payments listing, where all of the unapplied payments will be located. Click over the payment needed, and a prompt will appear to enter in the amount to be reversed. The total amount will always default in automatically. Please be sure that the correct retraction amount is entered in this field. If the entire amount of the payment is not being used, the system will automatically place the amount of the difference back into the unapplied until the next EOB with a part of this retraction is received. When you have entered in the correct amount, click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen, and an informational notice will appear to remind you that regardless of how your office decides to reprocess this claim, you should access the ledger to rebill or adjust off this payment. Click the Continue button, and you will return to the Reverse Payments and Adjustments screen. Where you can click the back button to return to the patient lookup. Click the check mark in the top left corner, and a pop-up will state the check number that was entered with the total take-back amount. At the Posting Options menu, when you are sure that all of the reversals have been completed, you should repost all of the payments in the Explanation of Benefits. Select the insurance type that you are currently working with from the Options menu. Select the insurance type you are currently working with from the Options menu. When the button is clicked on, you will be forwarded to the patient lookup screen. You should now be reposting the payments for all of the patients in the EOB. It is important that you start with the first patient listed and not the first patient with a retraction. When the first patient has been accessed, click into the check number field, and you will notice a button labeled Takebacks appear on the button line at the top of the screen. Click the Takebacks button, and the Takeback Checks listing will display. Select the appropriate check, and a prompt will appear to set the takeback as a prior day's business until the amount of the takeback check is exceeded. This prompt should always be answered as yes, which will set the takeback check as no to today's business. You will notice that the check number will default in automatically, and the Today's Business field will be set to no. You can then post this payment as you normally would, and the check. And click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return. You can then post this payment as you normally would, and click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen to return to the patient lookup. After the entire EOB has been reposted, the take-back check should equal zero, and the amount posted for today's business, or the running check total, should equal the amount of the checks received. The take-back check. After the entire EOB has been reposted, the take-back check should equal zero, and the amount. The take-back check should equal zero, and the amount posted for today's business, or the running check total, should equal the amount of the check received. At this point, you should run your day sheet to ensure that it balances for today's business. You should also ensure that the prior day's business in the day sheet equals zero. For more information on this area, please see the Day Sheet Overview video tutorial. This concludes Part 2 of the Manual Posting with Adjusted Claims video tutorial. This concludes Part 2 of the Manual Posting with Adjusted Claims video tutorial.